You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition. As always, joined with Mark Sheldon from Goodyear, Florida. Mark, you about ready to get this spring training wrapped up and get on to the regular season?
I am, Phil, and I think you are, too. You just said I was in Goodyear, Florida, so we're off to a flying start.
Yeah, that's me. I go to Arizona, I go to Florida, and frequently I do forget where the heck I am. So, yeah, good catch on that. We look at the Reds team, and, you know, it's a team that has, you know, done probably what most teams want to do in spring training, you know, just kind of hung in there. It hasn't been red hot. It hasn't been cold. It's just been, kind of guys getting their work in, relative health. One development this week that caught my eye was Homer Bailey back on the mound throwing in a minor league game through two scoreless innings. What's the situation with Homer? It looks like it's going to be tough to make up the time that he's missed, but they've got to be encouraged that he's on the mound and looked good that first time out.
Yeah, he looked good, and it seemed like they were happy. He was happy with the outing, and of course, most importantly, he didn't feel any injury-type related issues. The progression this whole time has been smooth, relatively speaking. There's been no setbacks. He's thrown five bullpen sessions. He threw one live batting practice. His second live BP was scratched because he had a stomach virus. I guess that was his only hiccup of camp. And then he advanced to facing some AAA hitters against the Indians the other day. So now it looks as though he'll get another start in 5 days, most likely a big league game, but not definitely. And then he'll most likely begin the season on the disabled list and miss up to possibly two starts. And they feel pretty good about that right now and that he can join the rotation at that point and then pick up where he left off.
Well, we were talking last week about the biggest unanswered question in camp being that the makeup of the pitching staff, you know, spots at the end of the rotation and a lot of competition for the bullpen jobs. In the time since then, who's really kind of stepped forward to, if not on paper, nail down a job, but look like he's going to move into some of those openings?
Well, it's been interesting. I took some time off, and while I was out, Tony Cingrani was told he was going to the bullpen. Paul Mulholland was told if he was going to make the team, it was going to be out of the bullpen. Before I left, they sent down David Holmberg and Dylan Axelrod, and you start looking at the names and the process of elimination, and you see, you know, once you take away Homer Bailey, you see five guys for five spots. And what you have left is you have Jason Marquis, you have Raisel Iglesias, and you have Anthony Desclafani. And they're not saying that's the rotation. Brian Price has kind of left it open that there could be some changes. Michael Lorenzen's going to get a start later this week, so maybe he's a chance to sneak in there. But Iglesias has been an interesting case because he's had some up and down outings, but when he's been good, he's been really good. So it's going to be interesting to see what he can do, because the other day he got kind of a little bad with his mechanics and was hit around a little bit and against Oakland, and then that was in the first inning, gave up a home run, and then the rest of the outing, he retired 8-9 and looked unbelievable. So I think he's really stood out. I think Lorenzen stood out, except for the fact that his last outing he did have six walks and two innings, so that wasn't too good. But overall, he's had a nice camp. And Desclafani has been pretty smooth for the most part. He's had some hiccups later in his outings where he gives up a two-out walk or a two-out hit and doesn't get out of an inning as clean as he should. But he's had a pretty good camp too.
It has been a pretty solid, healthy camp, but a couple of minor injuries, relatively minor injuries. Billy Hamilton running into that wall and bruising his shoulder, and Devin Mesoraco's concussion early in camp. Are those guys going to be on kind of a overtime program as the spring training winds down to try to make up some of those game appearances that they missed during the middle of camp?
Yeah, they haven't been held back at all since then. As you know, a very popular device for spring training, especially for veterans, is to go over to the minor league side and get at bats in games. And Hamilton actually did that in a game that Homer Bailey pitched. And one of the great advantages of those games is they can control the rules themselves. And a guy like Hamilton can lead off every inning if they want him to, and you can get 6, 7, 8 at bats. Joey Votto, who got a little bit of a slight late start getting into games, went over to the minor league side recently and got 7 at bats. So, Mesoraco can do that, and he probably has done it and will do it, and other guys will do that where they can get the extra at bats they need and catch up so they have the repetitions and they're seeing the ball pretty well.
Hey, one guy I hear, not just from Reds people, but from scouts who go around and watch the Reds, that has just been on fire all spring is Brennan Bosch. And Marlon Byrd also having a very good spring. Byrd's pretty much an everyday sort of guy, right? So how would they figure out, how would they use, what is the pleasant surprise that Bosch has been in camp, left-handed bat, Byrd right-handed, but if Byrd's going to get all those at-bats, how will they use Bosch when April comes around?
Well, that's if he makes a team. He's been a nice surprise. He did tail off the last couple of days, so I don't think he's necessarily got the spot yet, but he does look pretty good for it. The other guy that's kind of challenging him, and maybe they both make it if there's a scenario that works out, is Chris Dominguez, the right-handed power hitter who's been a very nice surprise here. I think for both of those guys, it's not a question of them taking time away from Marlon Byrd or Jay Bruce or even Billy Hamilton. It's just they're going to be complementary pieces that are going to be called on to come off the bench, especially in the late innings when they need a pinch hitter, they need a power, they need a three-run homer. Those are the types of guys they didn't really have much of other than Chris Heisey last year. They really had a power depleted bench. So I think if Brennan Bosch can be that guy, he did hit 25 homers in AAA last year. He's left-handed. He can do those kind of things, and he can play all three outfield positions, and they've given him some time at first base. So if Joey Votto, for whatever reason, needs a break, that's a spot maybe he can step in as well. So right now it's going to be interesting to see how that bench shakes up. They have a lot of outfielders between Bosch and, of course, the three regulars. You also have Skip Schumacher, who can play center field, left field, and right field. You have Chris Negron, who can play all three outfield positions and three infield positions. So they have a lot of outfielders right now.
Hey, last question, I'll let you go. Obviously, a lot of talk around baseball about Pete Rose, has applied to Rob Manfred to be reinstated. And I hear this national assumption that if he could be reinstated, he would be working for the Reds. And I'm just not that clear on what his relationship is with the Reds at this point. How would you characterize that?
Well, of course, he's not allowed to have any relationship with the Reds under the subject of the rules. And the Reds are very, very they dance very delicately around that. They don't want to do anything to upset Major League Baseball. But at the same time, it's not like he's never around. He's as a ticket holder, he's been to maybe 5 to 10 games a year. The last few years I've been on the beat, and every time he is at the game, the Jumbotron seems to find him, and he gets a standing ovation. And I know some players at times have said that they've had encounters with Pete. I know Joey Votto has been one, and Todd Frazier is another one, where they've talked hitting and they've gotten some advice, and they both thought he was very generous with his time with them. So there's no formal relationship, but there's been kind of an informal thing where he's still connected with the team. He still has ties to Cincinnati. He and his wife appear in some local furniture commercials, and he appears at the local casino, I think, occasionally. We'll see what happens if he's ever reinstated, but I would never expect that the Reds are going to really, at this time, lobby one way or the other, or get involved with the process.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. For Mark Sheldon, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.